Our next public hearing is change in zone number 1831, East Gate Farm, Inc.
This is an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a B1 neighborhood business district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Cedar Creek 100, Sussex County, containing 16.669 acres, more or less. The property is located on the south side of Cedar Neck Road, approximately 900 feet east of Coastal Highway Route 1. The 911 address is not available. The tax map is District 330, Map 11, Parcel 73.09. Staff would submit for the record a staff analysis, comments from the Sussex Conservation District, the service level evaluation results from DLDOT that did not require a TIS, a site plan, and an exhibit booklet. Thank you.
Ms. Schrader.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. For the benefit of the record, my name is Dennis Schrader. I'm the attorney for the applicant, Eastgate Farm. I have with me this evening several people, including the principal owner of the applicant, which would be Anthony Condorso right here. I have Ken Christenberry, who I think you know, and DJ Hughes. I think you also know him. They're engineers, and they have their respective areas and disciplines that they will talk about when we get a little further into the presentation. This property is located on Wilkins Road near Milford, Delaware. In fact, it's partially surrounded by Milford, Delaware. And I'll wait for Janelle to catch up with me. And that's not it. You gotta love technology, huh, Mr. Chairman?
It's not kind to me, but it's kind to Janelle.
Well, while these two fight over who's going to control the video portions of this presentation, let me tell you that we have submitted to you an exhibit book that contains exhibits A through V that have various pictorial references and documents that will assist you in making a decision tonight or at some later date on whether or not this property should be rezoned. We're getting there. The property is located on Wilkins Road, just west of Beach Highway, near the new Bay Health Medical Campus that's being built. The parcel contains 16.7 acres and is outlined in what may be considered pink, or I'll let Ms. Stevenson tell me what color that is. I'm not
even
sure.
Going to touch it. No,
whatever it is, you can see that the property is a unique configuration containing 16.7 acres and is on the opposite side of Route 1 from the Bay Health Medical Campus that's currently being built on the site. The property is currently zoned AR1 Agricultural Residential. We're proposing that it be upgraded to B1 Neighborhood Business. And the concept that Mr. Condorso has for this property is that it will be developed for professional and general offices. In terms of where we are with the comprehensive plan, this is zone, or excuse me, is in a town center for future development. And on the Delaware State Strategies map for spending, it is a level 3, which is an area where the state expects growth to occur.
Mr. Schrader, if I can interrupt you just for a second. Ladies and gentlemen standing on the wall there, if you want a seat, there's plenty of room here on this side of the room. Please feel free to walk around, rest your legs. Looks like we're going to be here for a bit this evening. If you two are comfortable standing, that's good exercise. Yes, sir. Sorry about that, Mr. Schrader.
Not a problem, Mr. Chairman. There are no new public streets that will be required by the development of this property, should you favor it. With an approval in areas and available a site with the availability of on-site sanitary waste disposal, as well as an on-site water supply. What I'd like to do is have Mr. Christenberry step to the podium and give you a description of the surrounding area and the various technical aspects that will go into this proposed change of zone. And that will segue into Mr. Hughes, who will discuss the traffic issues, and then Mr. Condorso and I will finish the presentation. Thank you.
Good evening. Ken Christenberry with Axiom Engineering. I'm a licensed professional engineer in the state of Delaware. I'd like to start by going back to actually what the area looked like when Mr. Condorso acquired the property in 2002. This is the 2002 photograph. As you can see, the Hearthstone Manor development had not yet started construction. I don't even think the hospital was even dreamed of. The intersection of Route 1 and I think it's Wilkins Road West and East, it's actually Cedar Neck, was at grade. So it was very, very different than it is today. Along with the changes that have happened, there has been significant changes from the city of Milford, which has been growing towards this property for the last decade or two. This was the original property contemplated for the city by them for the location of the hospital that's presently under construction. For reasons that are completely unknown to me, this is where it ended up. But both properties were annexed and zoned institutional by the city of Milford. The red properties here between the hospital and us have been zoned highway commercial by the city of Milford, including this tract on the east side of Highway 1. Our client's property is located right here, but because Del Lott has a stormwater management pond on a triangular piece right here, we are not technically contiguous to the city of Milford, and we are not eligible for annexation at this time, nor are we eligible to plug into their utilities. Because we're not eligible for their utilities, we did contact Coastal Soil and had the soil evaluated for its potential for wastewater disposal and for any wetland issues. It was found that the property was free of wetlands and was very suitable for on-site wastewater disposal. The question that, of course, would occur to many is, without sewer, what would you do with a neighborhood business property? And that's a pretty easy question to answer. You would limit the tenants to those who are low water users. Restaurants would be essentially unheard of. Perhaps a snack bar with takeout might be available, but a restaurant would not. A Wawa could never operate on a property like this. But professional offices use very little wastewater. And, you know, I have a staff of about 8 at my office. Other than flushing the toilet, washing hands, and a little bit of things in the break room, there's really not a lot of wastewater for my office. I'm 2 blocks from here. I have town sewer. But if I had to relocate to a property that had a septic system, that wouldn't concern me as being a problem for my type of business. Were the opportunity to annex into the city to present itself at a later time, it's likely that the property could in the future be annexed. But when you look at what the property looked like in 2002, it was essentially one large ag field. And of course, the corner was not owned by Eastgate Farm. But when you look at what it looks like today, your frontage is a ramp for the largest highway in the state of Delaware other than I-95, or at least certainly the largest highway in Sussex County. So the property has undergone a large change. When you actually stand on the property and look west, this is what you see. So the answer to the question, why would we be interested in putting a doctor's office here, is not a challenging one to figure out. Would you like this to be your back porch? I wouldn't. And that's what we're zoned for today, single family residential development, or to continue farming. So for those reasons, we feel as though B1 is an appropriate location. The site can support B1 businesses. Obviously, we would have to be selective about laundromats and car washes, finding somewhere else to go. But many of the uses that are in a neighborhood business district, which is what we are requesting, we are not requesting highway commercial or CR1 commercial residential, technically. We're not requesting that. But we feel like, you know, knowing that in 2005, this is what you saw if you were in a helicopter over this property, and this is what you would have seen last April. Clearly, this area has changed, and the zoning, we feel, is very much appropriate. And with that, I'm going to turn it over to our traffic engineer, DJ Hughes, to take it from here once I get you back to your favorite picture there.
Good evening. Name's DJ Hughes. I'm a professional engineer specializing in traffic with Davis Bowen and Friedel. And as Janelle referenced earlier, I think it's in an exhibit R of your booklet, Del Lott responded that no TIS is warranted at this time until a site plan is submitted at a later date to them. Ken mentioned the Route 1 intersection changing, obviously, with a grade separated intersection there. That was previously a bad intersection when it was at grade. The grade separated intersection, convenient access to and from Route 1. From the south, you have the Route 1 ramps right there. And then to get north, same thing with the ramps. And then if you want to go south, you cross over Route 1 and then you use the ramps on the west side of Route 1. If you want to get to and from the new Milford Hospital, you also got convenient access. You use the bridge. You don't even impact Route 1. See what there wouldn't be any trips impacting Route 1 between the two sites. As far as the site access, as far east as we could from the existing ramps, we would have a right turn or an access with a right turn lane, deceleration lane for vehicles entering the site. And then if the rezoning is approved, once we have a site plan to submit to DLDOT, we'd be required to get a letter of no objection to recordation and then entrance approvals from DLDOT. Unless anybody has any questions, that's all I had, and I'll turn it over to Dennis.
Just one question, DJ. Other than an entrance, that's about all that can be done on this particular site as far as traffic impact is concerned, right?
That's correct. With grade separated intersection there, obviously it's designed to handle a sufficient amount of traffic for B1 rezoning. You also got the hospital that has planned improvements for their site access points on the other side of Route 1.
Thank you. And this time I'd like to have Tony come up, our boss and the owner of the property. Tony, will you identify yourself, please?
Yes, my name is Anthony Condorso.
And where do you live, sir?
I live at 30432 Pearl Drive, Milton, Delaware.
And how long have you owned this property?
This property's been purchased around 2002.
And in recent years, you and DLDOT have exchanged pleasantries with each other. Is that fair?
That's fair to say, yeah.
And how much of the property have you lost to DLDOT?
Not a lot. Maybe less than an acre. But I shared the property with them when I purchased it. The state owned half, and I bought half of the parcel.
Go ahead.
No, well, not knowing it was an attractive piece of property, but not knowing that they were putting an overpass there.
And what have you used the property for since you purchased it?
Well, I'm involved with a friend, a partner, in growing shrubs, and he's also located in Milford. And that was the plan, but we did grow some trees, ornamental trees in the back corner, you can see. And we were going to expand some nursery growing there, but with the 20 acres we had elsewhere on Bakersfield Road, that was sufficient. So we never expanded to that.
And you've heard Ken Christenberry describe what the potential future use of this property is. Do you agree with what Mr. Christenberry has had to say?
I do. I do. I think, you know, we've gone over it. And other uses, possibly, but this use, I think, just because of what's materialized in the area.
All right. Thank you. If you want to take a seat, I've got a couple of concluding remarks, and then we'll see if the commission wants to ask some questions. For the benefit of the commission, you have seen the staff analysis of this particular application, and the staff has concluded that you could reasonably conclude that this application, if granted, would be consistent with the comprehensive plan. I don't think that it's going to be too difficult, as was stated before, to determine that if you're looking out the window from this property at the hospital, that you can conclude that the hospital is going to be the big magnet in this area and that it is going to attract other business or professional activities to it, much as other hospitals do in any particular time. Due to the unique configuration of this site, it is going to be difficult to develop it because of the pinched, if you will, entrance that we have onto the adjacent roadway. And you'll notice that we don't have a plus report in this property because we can't get above $50,000 or 50,000 square feet on this site to get qualified for a plus review. If something should change, certainly we would do that, but for the moment, that's not available to us. The last thing I'd like to point out to you, as always, we have provided you with proposed findings of fact at the conclusion of our book that if you choose to favor us, you may use for a matrix for any motion that you want to make. And the four of us are all available to answer any questions you may have.
Thank you, Mr. Schrader. We'll see if Mrs. Hoey Stevenson has any questions for you.
You might want to mark it down. I don't have any questions.
Mr. Wheaton?
No questions.
Mr. Hudson?
No questions.
Mr. Hopkins?
No questions.
And I have no questions. We'll see if anyone has any interest in your application.
Thank you. Yeah.
Does anyone here like to speak in favor of change in zone 1831 Eastgate Farm, Inc.? In favor. Anyone like to speak in opposition to this application? Anyone on staff have any questions, comments? Ms. Cornwell? Ms. Robertson? Okay, we're going to close the public hearing. You're welcome to stay with us this evening, see if we make a decision, or you may call the office in the morning.